We have been doing out some things at the district of Wajiso, but we have finished them. All the requirements that were required of us. That's why we have delayed and time has gone. I thought to find you already prepared and having started. But I don't know the reason. What happened? Praise Jesus. The Holy Spirit is always there. Everyone that the Lord has given the word, if at all I'm not around, you just stand. Praise Jesus. Don't leave that gap. Praise Jesus. Because when by that time we had reached, we found the ships which are not having a shepherd. Everyone was scattered in their respective places sitting. That situation is not all that good. Praise Jesus. Most of you have reached somewhere in Norway. Use that you have studied and understood. If I thought the Lord said at 4, when I'm not present, at least another person should stand. Praise Jesus. Because I've not yet moved out to go and pray. I've not yet gone out to go and pray, but I was going to do other works. Praise Jesus. Now we should no longer leave that gap again. At least you should come up and then pray. That we can go through the different kind of prayers. In praying and praising and worshiping, also should have been there. Now if I thought we have reached this place, let us hear the Holy Spirit. Because most of you, I think he has even told you. Is there anyone that has been told that word? The Holy Spirit has told you, but you failed to fulfill that command. Praise Jesus. By the time we reached, we were rushing. And the Holy Spirit told me that they tell Pastor David to reduce the speed. I have told some people there. And we reduced the speed having known. So get time and speak to the Holy Spirit about that word he told you and never done it. May the Lord bless you. Let us continue. We are going to study about the family of God. We are going to start about that for around 40 minutes because of the little time we have. We cannot leave alone that word beside. Praise Jesus. Let us divide up that time so that you can fulfill what is supposed to be done on this day, lest we be hypocrites. But we thank the Lord that he has given us more time to still know him. We are still continuing to know the family of God and how he gave us his image. We have taken so far very many days studying about this, having known that if at all we recognize the Father in heaven, we also discovered that there are also fathers which were established so that they can appear like the Father in heaven. And we understood that as there is a mother of all creation, and through her we are birthed for the second time. That is our Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God. So it's like as we have our mothers here on earth, those who have to remind to resemble like that in heaven, to resemble our Lord Jesus Christ. We see the aunt or uncle the Holy Spirit. Even the uncles and aunties, they have to resemble him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We have seen the children. As we first heard about the 24 elders who were the first to be gotten out of from our Lord Jesus Christ. And all those who are called sons of God, they have to resemble them. Now for that reason, when we have come all along seeing this family of God, we first understood that the commandments and the vows we made when we started these issues of family, or when a person saw a partner, when they were joined together, there are certain agreements that they proceeded on vowing, but they were not good. And we're saying that it's only death to separate us. I don't think our Lord is always good about that issue, because he spoke in Matthew 12. Starting from 25, that those who do not gather together with him are scattering, especially that 29th verse. But that is gathering in the Jerusalem city, and we know that by the time we meet him, we know that we are born again. But when we vow, we make vows which says that we shall be separated within death, that another should go to hell and another should go to heaven, then that means that you are not going to be realigned and all go to heaven. One should be perverse and is not a true born again, because you have to be separated. You don't have to reach all in heaven. And even say in life and in death. But our Lord says that you should pick life. In life, in sickness, in life, in poverty, and in riches. But the Lord says you should only pick wealth or riches. Blessing. Do not choose a curse or death. Now for that we saw in the first part, having realigned those vows, praise Jesus, we looked at the next heading, to look at who is this love that we begin with. Some people say that love is blind, we heard that. That is the one running before in our midst, the one we see in our families. First from between the father and the mother, and then their children. Praise Jesus. But we discovered it, that this love is not blind, because that's God. Praise Jesus. And this love which is manifested in the Father is called Father love. Praise Jesus. And the one who is appearing in the Mother is the one we speak about as our Lord Jesus Christ, and is also love, because we have heard that Lord is love, or God is love. And we have seen that this love which is manifest within the children, in the aunties and uncles and the friends, is the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus. And then we are joined together in one unit of love, who is called God. Praise Jesus. We understood that if at all we realign these things, it will make us welcome the angels of family who were manifested in Genesis chapter 18, as they were appearing in the family of Abraham. And for that reason, in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 10, it shows that because of the angels, a woman should be having a symbol of authority for the angels of family. One, when he's coming, of the angels, is coming to lead the Father for all days. And he comes for the office of the Father. And another one is coming to lead the Mother. because of our Lord Jesus Christ. And another one is coming to lead the children and uncles together with their friends because of the Holy Spirit. And there we get concrete love or fulfilled love who makes up the real family. Praise Jesus. We got the explanation which is concerning this love. From where we came, we are told that love is not explainable. Even the songs we do sing, that where is it overtaking us? That where is love taking us? When you have not understood him and we even don't know where he's taking us. And very many are saying that it seems perhaps he's blind. It is threatening to be led by a blind person because it's spoken badly in the scriptures according to Matthew 23. That if a blind leads a blind, they all fall in the bottomless pit. Now to be led by love who is blind, that wherever he wants you, he will take you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You may follow into a place which is not correct. But we are explaining what is love, how he works. As we were in 1 Corinthians chapter
13,
there are very many things that we explain about love. But when we are going to meet this love, because we know that it's the father and the mother that first established this family, and then the children come through. But the beginning of this, God was in them. It means like this, that what we are going to study days like this. That is it God to see for us, or it is we to see? It is the heading we are going to see. And what comes next? What is it? Praise Jesus. Is it going to see for us? Or is saying that you should see for yourselves? We remember in Genesis, chapter 2, verse 18, he speaks this. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
Mukama Katonda nayogera nti si kirungi omuntu okubeera nga yekka, n'amukolera omubeezi amusaanira.
Now Lord foresaw it, that it's not good for man to stay alone. And in Ecclesiastes he says that two are better than one.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God in the beginning, he is the one who was preparing all things for us. And even up to now, it is worth for him even to prepare for you for a partner, to meet your partner. It would have been like that. But things changed a little. Because when God had brought this pattern to us, but when we were sinning, the things that we replied to him brought problems. But in the beginning God says, it's not good for man to stay alone. I will make him a helper, a suitable one.
Well,
now when he made him, the Bible says, she was brought. And was brought to the man so that he can see how the man will react. What does it mean? That it would have been perhaps God to bring even for you. That if at all you are there, you just see by then that God has brought your partner. And he has told you it is there.
You
but there is something which has gone. There are certain changes where that happened. After having told him some things, that's why we hear him speaking this commandment in Proverbs
18.
He changes a little of the statement after a long period of time. We are in Proverbs 18, verse 23.
Kumi na mnana abiri muemu. Kwa tandika abiri mubiri.
Gero esula ya 18 n'olunyi lwabiri mu bbiri.
Proverbs 18 verse 22.
Alaba omukazi w'okufumbirwa alaba ekirungi era afuna okuganja eri Mukama.
Nti alaba
that he who finds
anafuna okuganja eri Mukama
will gain favor from the Lord.
Okuganja kiki?
What is favor?
Okuddamu okulungi okuva eri Katonda. Okuddamu okulungi okuva eri Katonda.
It is the good reply from the Lord.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Singo bora byomuntu oyo nomubuza.
If at all you have seen that person and you ask God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Atuna bagena mugamba.
Before you go and meet that person directly.
Ngabwe kiri kugwaba
as it is for the men.
Naye kugwaba kugwaba kya.
But for the women.
Biranga nawe tuna bakura bikanga usembera omuntu oyo nebikorwa abi.
Before you come together to that person with the actions. Which we cannot explain as per now. We are going to see
in front.
Before you are drawn together to that person with the actions, because it is worth for a woman to have actions to that person they are hoping for. However much she's not the one to tell the man. But before you do that, you have to gain favor from the Lord. Have you asked him and then you replied with a good reply? These things or reason were changed the
Lord.
In the beginning it is God to prepare. And he says, it is not good for man to stay alone. I'm going to make a helper for him. But what he did, he made her and brought him to
us.
But having used it wrongly, when we sinned, we said to him that it's you brought that problem. And he changed after a long period, as we have heard in Proverbs, this chapter 18, verse 22. Now the one who is going to see, it means that it's upon you, on both sides, to look carefully. When you see, go and ask God. Ask God. And request for the reply.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The other season you have been sitting there. You know the church has very many problems. There are where we have been. That when you have seen one, you just hear him on the, you watch him on the TV preaching, and you think he's holy. But what we have been explained to and the situation which is in is not good. But it comes from the teaching they have been taught. The wedding, how they appear. And so that they can help themselves within their ways. And even the things of marriage, they abandon them. Because they have not gotten the money to make up their weddings. They are there just helping themselves in an evil way. Hope you have gotten it well. Now we want to realign all these protocols. Don't just stay there and go back in Genesis. And he said, God, me, I'm seated here. Bring. They have told you. Your eyes must be seeing. And then you ask God to that one who is already in those seasons, so that he can be helped within time to come.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now this commandment, that commandment of for us be seeing, was changed because of our evil acts always. When God prepared for us, he speaks like this in Genesis. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
Mukama Katonda nayogera nti si kirungi omuntu okubeera nga yekka, n'amukolera omubeezi amusaanira. Mukama Katonda n'akola n'ekitaka buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko na buli kibuuka waggulu n'abireetera omuntu okulaba bw'anaabiyita. N'omuntu buli yayita ekitonde kyonna ekiramu eryo eryali erinnya lyakyo. Omuntu n'abituuma amannya buli nsolo n'ekibuuka waggulu na buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko. Naye omuntu nga tannalaba mubeezi amusaanira.
Nga tannalaba.
He had not yet seen.
Kwe gamba pati y'okulaba eno.
This part of seeing.
Yali nkulu nnyo mu nsonga
eno. It was important in this issue. Because however much God had prepared and brought to us, He brought those other helpers, the animals, insects and birds. And we name them names as we hear them today. But the other real reason of seeing, we wanted to see by ourselves the real reason.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Most of people have come around, especially you who have not yet gotten married, and those who are still in the journey coming. The one that you always call your friends, especially those who are studying. You are there calling yourself darling,
sweetheart,
and the rest. But however much you have named them those names, the other one who is worth for you, it takes a time to see that person. Because see, this one has been brought to this and they have named them that you are a dog, that this one is a cow. And everyone rejoiced because of the name he had given them. But he was not seen a helper who is comparable to him. And now in our journey, we see all those who are studying and those who are still in this journey of making up families, that there are very many that you are having as friends, and you can even name them names. They may be as names are. There are certain crooked names. You may call them darlings, babies. They are all there. But to see the right person, it's not a thing you should rush just
for.
It should be things to be taken care of. Because when you got a problem, for having not followed these protocols carefully, but all those you used to call pie,
but
Charlie, and other different names as you know, you thought that maybe you should go perhaps with them. But they were not worse for you. But now we ask the Lord, amongst those who is worthy, now when he's not there, you should just leave them as friends to you. Because when Adam was brought to Eve, the other friends never sent them away. Because they were not all bad to him. I don't know whether you are getting me very well. They stayed friends, but they were not reaching to this one who is worth of him. This affected us so much when we started our families. Because most of us, we are going with Charlie. I thought we are going with boys. That boy, it seems maybe is the one. Now you are telling your friend boy. It seems he is the one perhaps I should go with. He might be a baby. My small. With funny names of that kind. They are all like that. But be careful. Because however much you name them good names, but they were not comparable and worth to him. But this happened.
Tuli mu lubereberye esula y'okubiri olunyi lw'abiri mu lumu. Mukama Katonda n'aleetera omuntu otulo tungi ne yeebaka, n'amuggyamu olubiriizi lumu, n'azzaawo ennyama mu kifo kyalwo. Mukama Katonda n'azimba olubiriizi lwaggye mu muntu okuba omukazi, n'amuleeta eri omuntu. Omuntu n'ayogera nti, ono nno ly'eggumba erivudde mu magumba gange, y'ennyama evudde mu nnyama yange, naye anaayitibwanga mukazi kubanga ajjiddwa musajja. Omusajja kyanaavanga leka kitaawe ne nnyina ne yeetaba ne mukazi we nabo banaabanga omubiri gumu. Bombi baali bwereere omusajja ne mukazi we so tebaakwatibwa nsonyi.
Nga bwe twawulira omubiri gwe baasookeramu they started the heavenly body that doesn't have shameful body parts, which is spoken about in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Praise Jesus. And the way we are changed to the extent of having this one, this body. But looking first at the importance that God really made up a helper and brought him to us. And we even boasted that that's good. Is why we're with him. That is the one who has gotten me out. And then we are given a commandment that we shouldn't be separating. Praise Jesus. But what is threatening? That for a person take time to look carefully to see whether that person is the worthful person. Because most of us have gone with babies, others have gone with sweethearts like that. As you call yourselves those names in your ways. But when you reach there, my friend, in all those they pick out who is worth it. Most of them have already produced children. But yet they couldn't be like that with those patterns. But now, in laws of God, they are worth it to be bound together. In Deuteronomy chapter 22. If I thought they meet you with a person, when you have already seen them, that you have already gone into those sexual intercourse. When you have maybe seen them perhaps be nice or bad to you, you have to go with them. Now most of you have that they are not the real person or worth a full person, but now they have already met you. Now you hear you should be together at last. Because now negative has met with positive. But they were distant. They never understood one another. Then they went together. Those are the most battles, living alone, the battles of Satan. For there are also those battles of repelling one another, not to be connected together. Having met or gone with your Charlie, or your baby. Now these words, we have to be careful to them. Now it wasn't upon that reason when the Lord was the one preparing for us. Now this commandment in Proverbs 18:22. Why did it come? Now the Lord is saying that you should look.
Me and
boy, create a person, I put him there, then you look for yourself. I'm not going to bring you directly. But when you have seen them, and is the worthful person I created, then first ask me again. Because God himself knows for the creator, and is worthful for
him.
But this time round, you should look for that person. Because the issues of bring just for us, gotten problems. In Genesis chapter 3,
having
done evil, we reply to him like this.
Verse 9.
Genesis 3:9.
Mukama Katonda n'ayita omusajja n'amugamba nti oli luyiwa. Nayogera nti mpulidde eddoboozi lyo mu lusuku ne ntya, kubanga mbadde bwereere ne nneekweka. Nayogera nti ani eyakubuulira nti obadde bwereere? Olidde ku muti gwe nakulagira obutalyangako. Omusajja nayogera nti omukazi gwe wampa okubeeranga nange yampadde ku muti ne ndya.
Kakati obuzibu bwajjira buva wano.
Now the problem comes from here.
Omukazi gwe wakola ki?
That the woman you
wampa,
the one you gave me, is the one that who have brought these problems. Then it means that if at all That is you are the one who gave me that woman. It's you who is having a problem. You did not look carefully to this person, then you just gave me that person. Now do you see how he has perversed me? Now he has said that if at all it's like that, now everyone who sees, let him come and ask me and we see. Lest you say that I did not see well and brought them to you. Now you see, after seeing, then you come and gain favor. Then ask me. That's how it changed. Because we told him, it's you who brought the woman. I don't know whether you never looked at her carefully, but yet we are the one having the problem. Even the woman also had a problem too, because she even said that it's the serpent that you created is the one that tempted me in that issue. Now, it, on the side of the woman, it means like this, that she should read carefully to which person she should go with. Because again, another time he found that there's another boy who is calling her, and now is he believing even beyond the love of the husband? He has met Lucifer. So things came within a crooked ways. They were not understandable. So everyone was given a commandment, where you are seated, look carefully. Don't again just come and tell me that again it's the serpent. That is the one who tempted him to go with this man. If I told it wasn't the devil to tempt him to go with you. There are many in marriages and they are speaking such. That is the devil tempted me so much to go with such a man. I knocked. I never knew. These things we have to be careful. In this purpose generation. In this new generation, where there is full knowledge, if at all we were to align these reasons, they have to be looked at carefully. We don't want you again to knock down and then start saying that it is the devil who tempted me to go with such a person. We are still in Genesis.
Esule kusatu nuli nyo kumi na sato. Mukama katono na gambo mukazi inti chichi no choko ze. Mukazi na yogera anti omusota gunsenze senze ne India. Mukama katono na gambo omusota anti kubanga okoze chino. Okulimi dogo kusinga ensolo ezo mnyumba zona.
Yebia stani kwebityo.
That's how they think of the devil. And now we saw that there is a battle which was waged between the offspring of the woman and the offspring of the serpent. Things of marriage. What are the problems from there? That he has to fight them and they cannot be aligned together. That's where
it
is supposed that it's only death to separate us. It is still the devil to still sneak within to make you problems that cause. That is only death to separate you. Because the reward of death is, the reward of sin is death.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now this word, it changed all things. You see that it's no longer God to come and prepare for you a pattern and just bring him directly. Hold, your person is here. Things change because we complain.
But
perhaps it's God who never looked carefully and then just brought a person who disorganized us. Now again, Eva said that it's the serpent. It is the one that has perversed me with this man.
Or
is the one that has tempted me to go in that action with. Now I knock down. Most of people say that like that.
That it is the devil
who tempted me to go with you, such a man or a woman.
But
this same round, we want you to look at these things carefully.
Unless
you just sit there. Because most of them are just sitting.
In
different churches, they are seated there asking for a husband or a woman. Now, what the pastors have done, a rich person comes, they even not check out blood tests, and
they
just say that the Lord showed me direct to that person. Is the worthful person you should go with. Is it the Lord who told you that I've been waiting for all along? So whatever the Lord has brought, whatever he has brought, you should go with. So there it even comes, because it's the Lord who was. But I have very many who are like that. They were given sick people. Even others that is the pastor who also said that the Lord showed me this
person.
Because they even know that you are praying to the Lord, you are waiting from Him. You don't want to see. There are certain brethren who knock down. There you got a person that is the Lord who has brought that person. Then he made us to enter such scenarios with my wife.
He
brought a brethren. We put them at our place. We are trying to counsel them what is possible. And then they told us we shouldn't cancel what the Lord has given us. There is nothing like counseling or giving advice in such. Then the Lord told me, you tell them to go and check out their blood. Then he said, no, the Lord said it should be that it's that person, the real person. Then I asked him, why have you told them to go and test their blood? Then he told me that one of them is sick. As they were continuing, if they
were
to continue, they should test themselves so that everyone got the real status of their partner. They give them for one another to pray so that they can heal and so that they can go together. But if at all they have refused, leave them. Then ask him why. Then he told me, remember Ezekiel 23 up to 25. If I told they have rejected my laws, I've also given them commandments which are not worth
it.
Through them they will not be living. Now ask him, what should we do in that moment? Then he said, you should be there so that they cannot do anything within your house. You even go up to their parties. They all took me to shameful parties, because the things that we bought, me and my wife, we went together with the friends. The car was very small. It was for like 6 people, but we were 12 in it. Now we bought some clothes of the things we take. He bought things that were real. He had a real boosting and he brought things that were not worth it. And he claimed it's God who told him. They never told us that where we were going, it was a rich family. They had very many cars. We went there, but even the things we are there, we could do to get them out of the vehicle. But I was the uncle and I was the master of ceremony by then. My wife was the auntie. And What I got out of that family, which was good, is that that family became friends to us. Because we are not all that elder or great them. But what we did were like things of the elderly people, which we knew that we only old in spirit. The mother loved us so much. Even up to now, we are friends to her. She even promised that if I told the Lord gives you a ministry, you shouldn't forget me. She is to come yet.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But there are people who are rich. They are living there in America. But the thing which happened, we found the father had prepared the master of ceremony. So that's the knocking you hear. Then the father told us
is the function still continuing
so that we can inject money within it? Because we have come at the lake, you should collect every water that you wish
to.
Money is around. If I told you want a bag or a sack of money, it is around. Now he made a mistake. We are asking for the other boosting in-law. Then he said, no, we are born again. And he said, no, we should say no. Then you ask the Lord, is it like that? He said, you just accept.
And
now after there, we were really ashamed. Because most of us never went out of the vehicle.
After then,
together with their pastor, then he went that they should be prayed for.
But
in most cases, they always want me to help them in these things. But the rest of them, they have their spiritual friends that they were staying with. They went and they prayed for. Then they came back. We told them that the money of the houses, you ate them. So they told us we are against them, they shouldn't make up their function. So they wanted to get that married dining within our place. So they went somewhere else. They did a lot of evils. But after that, a woman started falling on the bed. She was sick. She first gotten out miscarriages. But the other one was not believing or accepting her to be tested. So that he made the other lady to fast. When I was there, the mother called me, the mother of the woman, that my son, the other man is evil, he's going to kill my daughter. The other lady is suffering from AIDS. She's ill. But she made her to fast. She was not given treatment. That maybe perhaps she was claiming that you had been witched. I went there to see her. I spoke to the mother because the husband never wanted me to speak to them. Because remember, I have told them prior that they should go and test, but they rejected. Now the wife told the mother, you should tell the priest to come. They used to call me a priest. I went and I looked at the person. She was already getting finished. You should even call her like a baby. She told me, priest, I've suffered a lot. This man has made me to go through a lot of troubles. But you should forgive me having rejected you at the other first time. We would have changed maybe a little. But again, I met a different person. But what I'm requesting is only one. May the Lord forgive me and you
too.
You should carry me. You make me confess salvation so that I can go home. Then I went with Pastor. Did we go with Pastor David?
That is Shikuramundu.
I carried her.
After
getting out, then he said, you should go with the rest. He even sent away the husband. The priest is going to make me confess salvation. I'm going right now. So I carried the woman, but was like a baby. She never had the real shape of the head. The things which were there, if at all, perhaps saw them. I made her confess salvation. Then she was joyful and thanked the Lord. After that, the day after that, she went. She died. Things which are like that, you shouldn't say that it's the Lord who has brought for you. Because those things always create problems for us. However much your colleague is sick, the Lord is having treatment, which he gave us for a moment of praying. After having understood each and everything, we go back to him and request him to tell us what is next. If at all is not your real partner, then there's another one for you. But those issues of saying the Lord brought me to that person, so there's not nothing like testing, there's nothing being advised. Now, when you come to me, and I try to bring out any word of wisdom through scriptures, and then you reject it and hinder it, the other commandment still comes back, so that I can give you a commandment which is not true, and the laws which through which you will not be living. I would just tell you, continue. What comes next is only you to know. Looking for a ways about to throw down this ministry, because the devil is using you to make such.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now from that, what we can just do, we just release you with the commandment that you rejected, and you go with perhaps what you feel like. But we should humble to the counsel of God. You need to look carefully and see.
Now,
you too, you are going to advise someone else. You who is seated in this place. And you who is hearing these words. But do not just say to people that it's the Lord who just brought, so you should just go. Those commandments the Lord changed. And there is even still now a battle between Satan and us as far as the family issues are concerned, or the things of marriage, the things of love. We have to be careful to it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If at all we leave them like that, this generation is troublesome. We have been there when my brethren were taking me through the things of family. And he told me that he went to those sides of leader. But the bishops, pastors, were beating women troublesomely. But now there were bishops and pastors. For the things of family, he never saw any contest in them. The one whom he has beaten is there
swearing,
but now he's here at the pulpit preaching. And even people never realize that it is such an evil act that we just came to the Lord who is holy. Even evil, they no longer see it as evil. Things of the family reached far, and they are not easy at all. Pastors have not ordered marriages, because they even command women to come into overnights. Every time and then,
Bible
says in Hebrews chapter 13 that marriage should be honored by all.
But
even a pastor sees you as no
child at home.
That when you come as a pastor, he tells you that you just come continuously in the overnights. Now the other one we are living at home, we see. Now when he rejects you, you rather tell them that the devil is within the partner. Now even the Lord told me that you are not mine. But those things are not yet balanced well. Most of the women are always living at the church. That they are fasting, praying. When they go back at home, the things of the married dinings, I'm not part of them. For us, we are fasting. So marriages are just something to play with. That's why the other people went with those chapati makers. Because the other one was always fasting. After another fasting, again he goes abroad. When he comes again, he fasts. Then the other said, my friend, what are we on? He said that we should pay the...
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. That we should give words to one another. But the things of the family, we have to realign them.
Now,
you may think that maybe perhaps this studying is just for a job. But those who are in those issues, they know them. And they know that the church cannot be realigned unless we have organized the family. We are going not to hide our children from what is going on. They are going to grow way talking to them words of wisdom. Praise Jesus. Because we understood that we shouldn't lie. And you shouldn't tell the child that you came out of the umbilical cord. You should explain to that child how it comes from heaven, how they are given the body. Now the getting out or being delivered, you should tell that part the child that is the Lord who knows how you are produced. You tell them in the right seasons. But you shouldn't lie them that they come out of the umbilical cord. Or they buy them from markets. How can you walk within that family in such lies? And then you claim that we're born again, we don't lie. When you lie to the child that you buy them from the market, that they come out of the umbilical cord, you just explain them that you're being delivered from the womb. That mystery the God remained with it. But in the times and seasons which are right, they will explain to you. Now let me tell you. The things of hiding such things, it has brought very many problems to the children of Africans. Because when after hiding them, then they go and search out for themselves. And then they get out very many problems. They have a boyfriend, but from the age of 13 they have been having them. But if I thought they had been told that thing, you would have advised them how they should move on.
But if they
don't want to speak about that, by the time you speak about it, I will beat you to death. Now they even say that if I hold, I get them, I shouldn't tell you.
And
she keeps quiet over here. That's why it is English.
There
is somewhere where they are more of from us. Because they explain to their children every protocol.
Step.
According to there, they have entered. They tell them that in this year, you are within this such condition, but this is how they control them. And this is how they
But
for us Africans, we keep quiet forever. But by the time they come out, they have already gotten pregnant. Now then, they explain to you.
Mommy.
Mother.
What is the beans?
We ate
beans.
But we have been hiding for all that long. That we are hiding them. But these days, issues of WhatsApp. News. They are there, they are seeing them. However much you hate them, like nothing. It is worth it for you to just explain to them and tell them how they should handle such conditions. In most cases, we never explain the children about homosexuality. But they have been asking us to buy them from the market so that they can eat. Even most of them, because they even don't know what they are going to do to them. We are not going to hide any more word. Everything we are going to preach with word of wisdom. Praise Jesus. But we have seen the reason of for you to see where it came from. Praise Jesus. It came as a reason that as the Lord brought, we never taken the responsibility to keep. Because we just left the woman to walk by ourselves. And we claim perhaps it's God to keep them. That's where she met Satan. But after seeing, as we are careful in searching and looking, then you look at the person's way of movement, the habits. Now when you come to govern them, you still tell them that I found you with such and such a friend of yours, but it's not good. But you even take that initiative to spy them. When even you see the woman, the man you are going to be with, that there are certain men, all people you are moving on with. But as I see them with their acts, they are going to throw into snares. We also had the opportunity to take on the responsibility. Unless you just say that it's only the God who gave it me. It is true that God can keep. But if I told you just leave everything for him, what should he do? Let me select this. That the Lord is keeping, you should close up your houses. That you don't close because the Lord is keeping. You find that he has really kept. That all the things are just within the house. And the house is like a mosque. But when you close, and the thief comes trying to break in, we'll find a bush within your house. When there is nothing in it but only a bush. When God is the one who has created that bush. It has happened to us at Lunguja. When we are still at the sites of Lunguja. All people were broken in, their houses were. Even our house was broken in. Now the other one entered with a large stone. That whoever raises up is the one that is smitten on the head. But we never rose up. We had the money that we used to put. Coins that we are putting aside. When we used to bring them, it was around 100, 150. The certain big man we had before. The certain man we used to say with, but he said that there are 300, you have put it there. It was there. But they never took any coin. By the time we woke up,
abantu bali bakayana.
People were there murmuring that they still have our money or property.
But
and we rose up at around 8. We saw
there
is mud who entered in our house. A large stone was there at the doorway. Very big. By the time we checked each and everything, it was in its position.
Oh,
what did they find inside there? We also don't know. They only went with the padlock. But we also had that initiative of always closing. Then they went beyond the commandments of God. They broke in. Now we worked upon them. It's now those people, the neighbors told us that we had God within our backs. That we walk with him within our pockets. Praise Jesus. Now this protection, we needed it even in Genesis. To ask the partner, where are you going? Now you see how you just leave them to go and then meet Lucifer. By the time she wants to come back, she comes. You even don't feel that pain within you. She told me that she was going near, but why has she delayed? Oh, if I told her I had agreed and she delayed, the man would have gone to follow up the woman. By the time he meets her, they are in the castles of the devil. What are these people talking about? When Eve came to tell Adam, he never told that it is the devil who explained to me.
But he said,
it is good.
Adam realized
when Eve was telling God that is Satan who deceived me. He knew that the woman is one that God has prepared and is good. Even men are like that. If at all you don't know where they have gone, and they lay there, in most cases, they find Lucifer and get them perverse to other things. That's why there's a certain condition within us all. You told me that you were going to this place. Why are you delaying? Because of that situation of being worried. That the other time when we left one another, that we shall meet in another time to come, we find problems coming our way. So that condition grow within us and is still within us. Human always just moves away and you don't explain where you are going. That thing heartbreaks many people because of the other way some of in the garden. Let us go back and we see what happened. If at all Eve explained to Adam what the devil told her. Genesis chapter 3 verse 1.
N'omusota gwali mukalabakalaba okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omunsiko ze yakola Mukama Katonda. Ne gugamba omukazi nti bw'ati bweyogera Katonda nti temulyanga ku miti gyonna egy'omu lusuku. Omukazi n'agamba omusota nti ibala by'emiti egy'omu lusuku tulya. Wabula ibala by'omuti oguli wakati mu lusuku, Katonda yogera nti temugulyangako newankubadde ogukwatako omulema okufa.
Kakati discussion bazirimu babiri.
Now the discussion they were two in it.
Mukazi yatambuddeyo.
A woman walked away.
Nababwajja asende basende wanaayitako okumpi
n'omuti. Now see how they were tempted to eat from the fruit.
Bwegamba yayitawo okwo omuti gwe baabagaana.
That he went beyond the tree they told her.
Anaatunulayo.
She looked there at the tree. Now she had a voice telling her, you should look carefully at the tree. It's like this, you may perhaps not be an adulteress or adulterer. But he tells you, pass by the other street and see how those the prostitutes behave.
And
now see how you are going to pass there. By the time you reach there, they give you care even more than your partner at home.
Mwana watu babera bayisiza na mungereza awe. Bwe bagamba. Erange bibereyo bikukema akema wennabo
batuli mwe. Now the switch are always there, they always tempt you in all ways.
Kale Eva chiyakora.
Now if what is
mukutambula tambula mpita sana.
In walking which is unworthy.
Ngatali no lya yewebwe kiragira akimanya obulungi.
When she was not with the person whom the commandment was given.
Yasinganira Satan.
That's why she met Satan.
Ne bateesamu ku
nsonga. And then they had a discussion.
Ezebi ebyagandibwa.
About the things that were rejected from them.
Ngo mutyo gwobulango
the tree of life.
Mhm. Ah, lubereberye esule kusatu linyirwa kuna. Omusota ne kugamba omukazi nti okufate mulifa.
Gubagase kati.
Now they have joined them together. Even your husband will not die, you will be living.
And you
will still be living.
This
is how he tempts the man and the woman.
He
tells the woman that I see that you are not. You are not like a bag of salt. That they may see perhaps what has been taken out. Even the man, he tells him such a statement. The thing is very simple. Who is going to know or see? When you go back to home with the woman, you know that you have done such an act. Will the trousers show that it was untied? What will it show? He says there is no problem. You know the
devil
dies. The thing that you claim to be a problem is tell you it's very simple.
Lubereberye esula yokusatu linyo lwakutano. Kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwemuligulyako mmwe amaaso gamalwe galizibuka. Namwe mulibanga Katonda okumanya obulungi n'obubi.
Now we know the things concerning
that.
But we never brought it
to
when we entered into this marriage. The same temptations came to our families. Now he tells you again. You man, you have stayed with this one wife for long. But if I told you test somewhere else, you will prove that people are different.
There
he is taking you. You will see. This tree is different. Just eat, you will see. And then he proves to the woman. People have tricks, you are still there. You try another one. You will see the tricks. The things are for Charlie's. You are not going to reduce. You are not like soap. That they will know. Things are there that the devil is trying to do, but they were still from the
garden.
Even up to now, they are still existing. Even tells you, you try, you will not die. But as you said that you claim to be sick, he said that the generation is having a lot of sickness to catch me. He will tell you, is it you who have been
passed?
Because even if you are there, it will still find you. Because where your partner has walked, you have already started. There they start telling you by the ears. You hear them. But do you know what your partner is doing? Do you know what your friend is doing?
She's
there, you are here. He lives here at home,
sitting,
waiting for him, yet he's doing other things there. You should be open with your eyes. If at all you don't hear such a voice, they will send you lying agents. Your friend comes there and he asks you, how do you really live? Me, I see you already sit here. Your friend is walking there.
He even met me and
tried me, but I won't be
rejected.
Praise Jesus. I am going to get a zako. It was around 1 or 2 years when we had gotten married. I was not at home, but they told me this. There is a certain battle that conference Mrs. Mchibi. And she was proved too that there is no longer man for one woman. She was telling to them that I only want mine alone. But the friend said, but that they have been bought. The other woman was saying that my husband, I told him he should move along with condoms. And he was proved too in pictures. That we are not only alone in the photos. Now I found a butter at home and she told me about it. That I had to tell this lady again. So the thing being spoken about is true. We have to be careful. Not to say that the Lord perhaps will keep. But even also to show responsibility even makes somebody get worried. It's a good thing to think about that. What I want to show
to
you that the things which happened, what happened in Eden also is happening in our families today. Because the devil never entered in Eden. When he saw that man was cast out of the garden, followed him on earth where he was put. As we heard in Job 1:6, that is from perhaps moving around the world. And we saw him began with Cain and Abel in Genesis chapter
4
so that he can destroy and pervert them. Now these words, they are like joking words, but they are just within people. Voices are heard of the devil. If at all you don't hear them, then they send an agent. And now these workers where the husbands are always working with, their jazzing is a little bit different. Because their jazzing or chatting is having a lot of temptations. They even tell you that me, I'm not alone. You are at work, but such statements are being made. May I have? I have the one with the pointed breast. I have the one who is having a big bum. So they are already studying things. You see a man coming back home, having sat in the chair, seeing you passing by, and he is asking himself whether you have each and everything. As they call the other words of the devil,
he
looks at the top, the face, it is missing something. You perhaps you get the other that I will think about. Then he looks at the breasts. Now they are aging. The other and told me as the others were aging, gotten another one, so you don't have breasts. Breasts when they are not all that old. Now the bum is okay. You should bring me the other thing, my wife.
So
they want to see your behind.
What you say?
Have you ever played football already? We will rain. But now they are checking the calf.
But
when they were destroyed and perverse in at the place of work.
So,
you should be careful when a person is looking at you always. So, brethren, for us, we are saying we are not going to be in such conditions. Let us continue in Genesis. Genesis chapter 3:6.
Omukazi bw'eraba omuti, bw'eraba ng'omuti mulungi okulya, era nga gusanyusa amaaso, n'omuti nga gwakwegombebwa okuleeta amagezi, n'anoga ku bibala byagwo n'alya, naawe era ne ku musajja we naye n'alya.
N'amutwalirako.
Then he took to him.
Naye olowooza yamubuulira gy'abijje.
But do you think she told her where she got these fruits?
Yakomawo.
She came back.
N'amuleeterako n'amuwaako naye n'alya.
She even gave him. But he never asked a question. But
they
think you have brought, as if they have rejected us from eating it. Who told you? He never asked about that, but he understood it in the following verse. That's where he understood. Genesis 3:13.
Mukama Katonda n'agamba omukazi nti kiki kino ky'okoze? Omukazi n'ayogera nti omusota gunsenzesenze n'endya.
This is where she explains.
What?
Was it the serpent?
Why Adam yagamba?
Because Adam said that the woman you gave me, she never said that my wife has told me that she met the serpent and she was told these words. But he said that this woman you gave me, that's where he understood, because the woman says the serpent. Now Adam said, what? Who told you such? The snake or the serpent. There came tension within our hearts when we come in this family. Even though it is the child who has delayed to come back. Even the mother starts asking us of where the child
is.
Now that came within us and it did not go away. Let me tell you how much you are an adulterer. Don't you see this one? The other ones of the Muslims. When the woman goes and lays, he starts. Perhaps today, maybe Muhammad has found him or found her.
Hajjala,
what she has done to me. She leaves me early. So, brethren, it is good to make your partner understand where you are going to end. So that it can help God to continue to give you protection. And perhaps it will also take the man to have that responsibility to ask as to why you have delayed to come back. Remember, the Lord tells us in scriptures, in Proverbs, he said that you shouldn't leave marks or remove marks, boundaries. Or do not be given to changes. There are certain times that we change unworthful things. You walk, you have told the person you are going to Masaka. And then you go again to Jinja. After that, you again go to Ruwero. We have to make them understand this. When you have not made your pattern to understand, but you are already moving on. It is good to make your pattern understand that you have gone to such and such a place.
But when you
reach there and then comes some changes, you should make them understand.
Because
if it's not like that,
if
it is not the devil to tempt you where you have laid, they are going to tempt the one you have left at home.
You will tell him that,
do you know what, wherever she
has, we are going.
You are here, but it's in a different
place.
You should also walk around, perhaps.
So you
also find the woman is also in another certain place.
But the woman will come back and ask where
she also asks you, where have you been? So to fight all this, which were there in Genesis, let us go back in the preparations of God.
There
are certain things that we are going to see more about the family of God. In Genesis chapter 24, this happened. And they are continuing to happen. Starting with verse 1.
Genesis chapter 24 verse
1.
Ibrahim yali akaddiye ng'ayitiridde obukadde era Mukama yawanga Ibrahim omukisa mu byonna mu bigambo byonna. Ibrahim n'agamba omuddu we omukulu w'ennyumba ye eyafuganga byonna bye yalina nti nkwegayiridde ssa omukono gwo wansi w'ekisambi kyange nange nnaakulayiza Mukama Katonda w'eggulu era Katonda w'ensi. Era toliwasiza mwana wange mukazi aliva mu bawala ab'Abakanani be ntuulamu. Naye oligenda mu nsi yange era eri baganda bange omuwasize omwana wange Isaaka omukazi.
We tumanya bulungi Ibrahim.
The one we know as Abraham.
Yali ayise Isaac namara okwogerako naye.
Had called first Isaac and talked to him.
Namubuuza.
And asked him.
Ebiro byebyo.
Is it the right season?
Ne bakanyako ani agenda omufunira
omubeezi. And agreed who is going to get a pattern for him.
Era asimye bagende bamumulabire.
And whether they are pleased to go and meet that person.
Waliyo ku transferring amaaso go n'ogateeka mu lulala.
There is transfer of your eyes and put them into another person.
Naye ng'omaze kumulayiza Katonda.
Having made them swear to the living God.
Bino biriwo ku side zombiri.
This happens on both sides.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Nyinza okuteekawo prayer pattern wange.
I may put there a prayer pattern for myself.
Ku nsonga y'okutondawo family.
Over an issue of establishing a family.
Tugezeeko okusaba tulabe bulungi.
So that we can pray and see clearly.
Oba ndabye omuntu.
If I don't have seen a person,
and
I tell my prayer partner, and we have to first swear to the living God, this is very good. Because these ones help us to look at those patterns carefully. Because here there's a problem. That if at all is a girl, a woman, and sees a person, there she might just love that person there and then. And then reaches a
time
when he has gone again to ask the Lord. But when they are going to ask about the person who have already determined to move on with that person, now the devil brings on visions and dreams and tells them, go. Now the prayer pattern and the reason that's why they should be there. They will be standing and they will not fall in love with the other
one.
Now they will get a message that can advise you. That's why in this moment, Abraham
had
already understood that they want a woman from their place. It means that whoever was going to be met, they would go with them perhaps of their origin. But the prayer pattern, or the person to whom the authority was given the responsibility to look for, because even the Lord was together with them, ask for different signs, yet they never
asked
them. For them, they had asked for only one sign, that they should be a Canaanite. That is from our origin, native
native land.
It is the only thing they had asked as a sign.
But the prayer
partner continued to ask for more signs. That I've perhaps reached where they have told me to go. But Lord, I want her to be having this and this and this. Because you may bring,
let's say,
that you are maybe in Rwanda, and you
really
want that. But in your love, you only want figure
6.
Now they bring you 7. Even 9 is there. Now when they bring 7, now you say, perhaps I wanted
6.
But even this 7, you know 7 appears, figure 7? I hope you have seen
the...
On top they are always big, but down they are slim. They are just like a mushroom.
There are also
others who want like that, and they want their 7. They are also those who have 6. On top they are small, but down here they are big. We are not going to continue with that. But it is perhaps within your eyes.
And that's
it. We cannot reject that. But it happens in people, it's there. Everyone, there's a certain figure they wish to have. So we are not going to question about that. Because one figure of another person makes the others laugh. But what we are trying to tell you, you man who is coming, or you woman, that you shouldn't be alone in deciding upon this issue. You are going to fall into problems. First, get prayer patterns and swear to the living God not to get a person that the Lord does not want, or the Lord to whom they will not get favor from. Genesis 24:5.
Chiri ngwanira okuza omwanawo munsi jimwavamu.
Kwegamba ibuzo biberawo.
Now questions are always there.
Kachigoyagara.
Which type do you want?
Era singa chiberawo chinebwe chiti.
And if at all it is like this and this, what is next?
Ino lwachi tubiyogedde nga ffenna we tuli.
Why are we spoken this when we are all together?
Buli muntu ategeere bwana wa munnama gezi.
That everyone should get now the reply to one another. In the family of God, we are going to help one another. Most beyond this, we are going to continue on the other day. We are going to see how this function moves on of getting the process of the family. If at all it comes from heaven and is having angels, it will give you peace. We are going to see how the introduction is, and we are going to see the wedding. May the Lord bless you. Let us praise God.